You guys are about to receive an amazing award, especially for a town of around 10,000 people. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this award and what it means for you guys?
Well, each year, American City and County Magazine holds a competition where different cities and towns around the nation put in their projects and try to win the designation as a crown community. And out of those hundreds that apply, only about 7 to 10 are selected as the designees. And so this year, I put in for the project, and Chillicothe has won this distinction, and it's based upon our city hospital that was opened this year.
Wonderful. I know the city hospital is absolutely gorgeous. I've been there a couple of times. It really is a step in the future. Now, when it comes to this award, what will this mean for the community?
Well, it basically gives us national attention that Chillicothe is, you know, on the cutting edge, like you said, towards the future, that we're a community that reinvests, which is unusual during these tough economic times, that we are, you know, looking for projects that will enhance our community and our quality of life as a municipality. And secondly, that the city government is a strong partner with, you know, private enterprise, and that when we can do joint projects together, it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you guys, before the hospital was Chili Bay, which seemed to be a very big hit. Even people from Kansas City who had Oceans of Fun were driving here to go play in Chili Bay. Now you've got the hospital, and I also know that you guys just opened your new fire training center. So it seems to me like you guys are moving in the right direction. Do we have any future projects planned?
Well, you know, we will be opening up in the spring or early March our new dog park. And that's, you know, something that not every city has. And so, you know, we're going to do that. And then we're also, with our five-story fire tower training center, we will probably look at expanding that 20 acres and have some other training for police officers and also for emergency preparedness workers. So those are a couple of things that are on the skyline there.
That is absolutely fantastic. I am very happy for you guys. Like I said, this is a huge, huge thing, and it is a wonderful dedication to the city. Is there anything else that you would like to let the people know?
No, that we're just, you know, very humbled to win this distinction, and I think it's the first time in the city's history, and just like with Chili Bay and now the hospital and every project that we do every year, we're going to try to make it the best possible so that, you know, we use our dollars wisely.